If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
A Montrealer is suing the city for nearly $500,000. I'll give you a little hint. It has to do with the weather.
All right, so you be the judge here. Nadia Marachi, and I apologize if I'm pronouncing that wrong, broke her ankle in three places last winter, falling on an icy sidewalk just outside her door. She's seeking almost $500,000 in damages from the city for permanent partial disability, medical expenses, damages, and her husband lost wages for all the time that he took off work. She and her neighbors did complain to the city about the conditions in front of their house and on their street. And there's video showing her slipping on the sidewalk. She's got winter boots on. It's not like she's wearing, you know, 4-inch heels or anything like that. She's dressed appropriately.
Right.
But she went down. She broke her ankle in three different places. So, do you think she gets the money? Do you think she almost gets $500,000?
I don't think she's going to get $500,000, but I think she's going to get some money.
Going to get something from the city?
Something similar happened last year. I think the person was asking for about $60,000, and they ended up being awarded $28,000. We don't see this happen as much in Canada. Like in the U.S., like you look at someone
instant
wrong.
Millionaire.
You look and you look at someone wrong, and there's a lawsuit, and everybody's everybody has a lawsuit going
on. And they're suing
on.
For ridiculous amounts. $60 million.
Yeah.
For sure.
Pain and suffering.
Exactly. So it happens all the time. We're not as used to it here because I find it's just not our culture as much. But I do think she's going to end up getting some money. Absolutely.
I think you'd be setting a very slippery precedent by giving her money, because the amount of people that fall in the city every year, if they award her with compensation, think of all the people that will now think, oh, well, if I fall, I can sue and I can rightfully sue, and use that as a case to say, well, you know, if you did it for her, you did it, then you have to do it for me as well. I fell on the ice about a month and a half ago.
How's the lawsuit going?
Yeah, exactly. Suck it up and go to the doctor, and that's about it. Like, you know,
you didn't break your ankle in three different places.
No,
and you didn't complain to the city.
But my wrist is still a little rickety.
You're feeble. We know that you're weak.
You know, from what I've seen from the city in my brief time here in Montreal, I kind of think that they should just put a disclaimer out from December to March. We're not responsible for the crappy conditions that are about to happen.
Or what would you be able to do? What sort of technology could you invent? What sort of people could you put in place or team could you put in place to actually take care of the roads and the sidewalks if you weren't paying out these lawsuits all the time?
That's very true.
A lot of people are complaining this year, especially, that they're finding that it's just not being well taken care of at all.
Is this particularly bad this year?
Yeah.
I don't have anything to compare it to, obviously, but it's that bad, huh?
It's especially dismal this year, yeah.
But, you know, it's so easy for us to sit back. Like, we see headlines, right? So it's like, woman broke her ankle because she fell on the ice. But remember that woman who got, I think she got $3 million from McDonald's because she spilled hot coffee on her lap.
Coffee was too
hot.
Again,
in the States.
In the States, but everybody thought that was ridiculous, right? Everybody was like, everybody knows coffee is hot. Everybody was tearing her and ripping her, and they ended up doing like sort of a documentary about it. When you saw what she had to go through, she actually had to have skin grafts on her like pelvic area because she had third degree burns. And when you see what that does to someone's life, then suddenly you're like, oh, well, they deserve the cash.
And it took a lawsuit like that to garner all that attention to then, you know, make McDonald's change their labeling, which, you know, prevented who knows what else from happening in the future. So it was a ridiculous story, but it ended up with, you know, having a good ending.
Absolutely.
But there's no ending to falling in Montreal on the ice. I mean, it's going to happen regardless of what people do. I mean, it's just the way the city's structured.
Be careful. What are those weird things that you put underneath your shoes?
Crampons.
Crampons. Yeah. You have some, don't you, Sam?
I do. Yeah. You know you're a real Montrealer when.
Save it for another day.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Okay, Andy, this is your first edition of Date Him or Dump Him. A lot of people, as you've noticed from our text line and from our emails, like to email us asking us for advice, right?
Yeah, a lot of passion.
We like to help out Montrealers. So we got an email from Erica who wants to know whether she should date this guy or dump him, and she's never really even met him yet.
Yeah, this is what Erica says. Hey, Nikki, Sam, and Andy. I've been chatting with a guy on Tinder for about a week now. We made plans to go out tonight in the Old Port, but last night he messaged me asking me to send him a full body pic. He said all of my profile pictures really only show my face, and he'd like to see a full body shot. He didn't ask for any nudes or anything inappropriate, anything like that, but it still kind of seemed out of the blue considering we've been texting for a couple weeks now. Now, I'm not sure what to think about him, his morals or his intentions. Should I go on the date or just end it before we meet?
Ooh, that's a tough one. So he didn't ask for an inappropriate photo, which some people have been known to do. I won't say only men, but some people have been known to just like out of the blue say, hey, do you want to send me a racy photo? Like,
you got a D-pic?
No, I don't, Joe. I'd rather not. He just wants to see, I guess, like what her body looks like.
Yeah, he doesn't want any surprises.
You know, I'm torn on this. I can see why she's kind of offended and why why it feels like it's sort of out of the blue after they already made plans to go out. But as humans, attraction matters. Like that, it's the first way that we judge somebody and find out whether or not we're attracted to them. I'm saying dump him, but not because I think he's like the worst person in the world and he's thought something that generally people don't think. But I would like to date somebody who would say, you know what, I'm going to go out, see if there's a connection before I make it about her body. That's why I say dump him.
I'm going to say the opposite. I'm going to say date him for kind of the reasons that you kind of described. When I was online dating, I would do the same thing this guy was doing. And I didn't mean to be superficial. I didn't want anything inappropriate either, but I would always stop it. I'm a good person. No, I just, you know what? Like you said, attraction kind of matters, and it does sound superficial, but it's true, right? Attraction's the very first thing that kind of comes to mind.
But you're in love with your wife. Yeah. Let's say suddenly she put on however much weight within the next year. You still love her.
Absolutely, but I've already been with her for 4 years now.
Exactly, so why not get to know the person? Like the idea that maybe a few pounds or height, I don't know, maybe he thought she was too thin. I don't know exactly what he was thinking, but the idea that could be a deal breaker when everything else has been going well is worrisome to me.
I think that's the problem with online dating, though. You don't have time to get to know somebody because there's already somebody else that coming up that you can just swipe right on, right?
Oh, look at you. I mean, we all have our criterias when we're online dating, and we all sort of have our own stages of filters. And if I saw several shots of someone only from the neck up, it's only curious to want to know.
Why didn't he ask from the beginning then? Why did he wait until they made plans? That's why I'm saying dump him, right? Like he waited until they made plans and felt like maybe there could be a connection.
Yeah, I mean, you're just looking for any red flags, I suppose. I mean, yes, it comes across as being awkward and you sort of have to preface it. But at the same time, I mean, I'm sure that there are preferences that she has that maybe she hasn't vocalized yet. But to your point, you can always grow to love someone as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just like, you know, first dates are expensive. It takes a lot of time and energy. And you just want to make sure you have your ducks in a row. And you want to be honest to yourself. You know, if it's something that really bothers you, if there's something that's a real turnoff for you, you would want to be privy to that, you know, to sort of save both of your hearts.
It's just something like so stereotypical that a lot of women deal with too, with their body images and their bodies in general. And I just think like, I'm trying to think of something like completely stereotypical with a man. So let's say like it's completely stereotypical and I don't believe it, but that men should be handy and should be able to fix things around the house.
Yeah.
So let's say I make a date with one of you guys and 5 days into it, I said, can you please send me proof that you can fix things around here? Cause I'm not about to bring you on board if you can't take care of business. Well, it would seem a little strange, right?
Let me just send you my home improvement video.
Check out my tool belt.
I fixed my sink last week.
Okay, so on our text line, we always calculate the votes, and 75% of people said Erica should dump the guy.
Really?
And
on our Insta story, we have 100% dump.
100% dump.
Wow. It's a clean sweep.
Wow. Well, Erica, let us know how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I always feel bad because you're playing with people's lives here, too.
That's true, yeah. Now they got no plans tonight. What are they going to do?
It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki, Sam, and Andy's To Tell the Truth.
Okay, it is time for another edition of To Tell the Truth. And how this works is a random stranger walks into our studio and we're going to ask them who they are and what they're all about. And we have to decide whether or not they are lying or telling the truth. And you can follow along and let us know what you think as well by text at 92925. So we just had a lovely lady enter the room. Please introduce us, your name, and tell us what you're here for.
Good morning. My name is Zoe and I'm a retired Canadian spy. And I worked in Greece for just a little over a decade.
Okay, so Andy, this is your first time being part of To Tell the Truth, so we get to ask her questions and try and poke holes and see whether she's telling the truth or not.
Now that you're retired, who did you spy on?
As I think you all know, that in Greece there's like fiscal austerity measures and everything like that.
Yes.
And about a decade ago, I was asked to go to Greece and basically work from there.
Okay, Zoe, if that is your real name.
It is. It means life.
Okay,
yeah,
Zoe.
Yeah.
You could have looked that up.
What kind of protection did you have as a spy?
You have to be incognito as a spy, otherwise you're blowing your cover, right?
It's classified information, yeah.
Okay.
I can't disclose that.
What makes a good spy? Why would you have been good at that job?
I'm a good investigator, I think. Like, I mean, I'm really good with details, finding out information, and I'm fluent, I'm trilingual, so...
People like you?
People like me, yeah. I can talk to people easily.
You blend in.
I blend in, yeah.
I'm going to use you next time I go on a date and I need some information. I want to know his background. Are you allowed to do that? You can freelance?
Yeah, I can do that. Wait, and you can do it for me too.
Okay.
Do you get to decide when to terminate your service, like when you've had enough, or do they dictate to you when your services are required and no longer required?
It's a little bit of both. I just got a little bit tired.
Okay.
And I wanted, if you enter that line of business, it's really hard to have, you know, family. And so after like 12 years, I said, I'm done, you know? So I just want to get back to like, I never wanted to do that. It's like the army. I think if you're in the army, it's really hard to raise a family because you never know what's going to happen, right. You know?
You said you dated. Were you able to tell the people you were dating what you did as a professional?
No.
If you're a government spy, what would be your, do you have combat training?
We have gun training, but not combat. I didn't, at least.
Okay. Curveball question. Did you get a per diem for food when you were traveling abroad to Greece? What was your per diem?
It was about $300 a week.
Okay.
That which is just your per diem, not what you got paid, right?
Correct, yeah. Okay. It was a week. But, you know, in Greece, it's fine.
Like, it goes a long way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get paid well? Was your salary really good when you were a spy?
It's about $74,000.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have kids in that bad?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm divorced.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If you're a spy, you haven't been able to find that perfect guy. Like, you think you'd be able to? No. Okay.
Because I know too much. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know too much. Like, I mean, I don't know. It's not that you have trust issues, but.
Okay. Hang on, Zoe. We're going to, just so you know, Andy, full disclosure, because I know this is your first to tell the truth. I am so bad at this. I haven't been correct 1 week, have I?
She can't even guess right. No. Like, going against her gut. It's amazing. It's a talent, really.
So we have
to
guess.
It's a 50-50. You got to, even if you get lucky once in a while.
And so far on our text line, do people feel like she's lying or telling the truth?
Yeah, a little. I would say it's like 60-40 liar.
60-40.
Yeah.
60% say she's lying.
Yeah, so it's pretty close.
Okay, it's a tough one. Zoe, remind us of who you are or who you allege to be.
I'm a retired spy for the Canadian Intelligence Service.
Retired spy. You worked in Greece for Canada.
Yeah, for Canada. I worked in Greece because I'm of Greek descent and I'm fluent in that language. And so I was asked to go there and I worked there for about a decade.
I've never met a spy before. Okay, so Andy,
it's fun, eh?
Yeah, it is fun. Andy, since you're the new guy, we'll let you choose first. Do you believe that Zoe is telling the truth or not?
You guys told me before this was going to be hard, and you're right. I'm going to guess no, you were not a spy.
Why?
She hesitated on a few answers.
It could be part of her approach, though. Don't be fooled.
Well, I know. I'm second guessing myself at every single turn, but... You look too nice to be a spy.
Oh.
But that's part of their charm also.
Stop it. I'm going with no, and that's that.
Okay, Andy says Zoe's lying, Sam.
I'm going to say yes. I could see you being a spy. I could see you being like a, you know, a little fly on the wall and taking your little notes with your investigative journalism and you being all thorough and everything. You came back with the numbers pretty quick. You were able to say how much you made, what your, you know, what the food budget was, which is important when you're in Greece because
yeah, absolutely,
you know, food is everything in Greece. So I'm gonna say yes.
Okay. Sam says yes. Andy says you're a liar. I am going to say that you're telling the truth. I also think you had
You're
welcome. I think you had very relevant answers to the questions that we were asking. You hesitated a little bit, but I find people are nervous once there's a microphone in front of their face. That happens.
But spies shouldn't be all that nervous. They're spies, for God's sake.
Yeah, but I've been out of the business for like the last 3 years.
She's rusty.
You never get out of the spy game. I've seen enough James Bond movies.
Andy says you're lying. I say you're telling the truth. Sam says you're telling the truth. Zoe, lay it on us.
I'm lying.
Oh. New guy wins.
But I always wanted to be one. I did.
It'd be a great one.
It's never too late.
Andy, congratulations on your first to tell the truth.
Yes, beginner's luck.
And Zoe, congratulations on being a great liar.
Thank you. Well, not that good since, you know, he believed me.
Since
me. Yeah, it was so obvious.
It was wonderful having
you. Thank you. It was fun.
I can't believe I'm so bad at this game.
I'm the best at this game.
Okay.
I rule.
That was one time. Settle down.
I know how Sam feels now. I feel so good about myself.
Oh, we're getting so many texts at 92925. Thanks for playing with us. Somebody said a spy is paid way more than $75,000 a year. Well, I wouldn't know, but...
A real spy may never divulge that information.
True,
though, so you never
true.
Know.
And someone else said they'd go on a date with Zoe. They love her voice. Well, we liked your voice, too, and thank you for coming in.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.